praying from his presence. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4. Let's go to verse 14. Again, did some weeks ago. 4:14. Seeing then, we have a great high priest. Now I'm telling you, you have to believe God to get a revelation of the tabernacle of Moses. Young people, you must believe God to study the Bible and understand it. Because the moment you understand and see the pattern, which is the tabernacle of Moses, which you'll be seeing later, that is a copy of the true tabernacle. It was a copy of the true tabernacle. Remember, Moses was told by God, I want you to erect the tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed in the Bible. So the earthly tabernacle was a copy of the true heavenly tabernacle, of which the earthly tabernacle, the priest could go in once in a year, will enter into the Hall of Holies in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But to other times, they will enter into the holy place, or the inner. But into the Holy of Holies, you'll enter in once a year. Now that is the earthly tabernacle. And they will not enter in without the blood of animals. There are sacrifices that are to be offered for them to enter into the tabernacle, of which they were done repeatedly over and over again. Remember, in the Old Covenant, now one person was born again. What does that mean? None of them was a new creation. To qualify to enter into the heavenly tabernacle, it takes new to be a new creation. That's why the first one to enter in with his own blood is Jesus Christ. He was born from the dead. He's the first man to be born again from death to life. Therefore, he could enter in. And how did he enter in? He entered with his own blood. He had been sacrificed. He had put away the sin that has stopped man from entering in. It was possible now for men to be born again. In other words, they are living on this earthly realm, but they can enter into the heavenly realm. Oh, that's good. Say blessed. Amen. Are my eyes for this seeing? My ears hear. My heart receives the word of God. Now pay attention. Now to some will be just a seed. But that seed will grow. Amen. If you spend time in his presence. Now look at this. So, he's gone into the presence of God with his own blood. He's made it possible for human beings to enter in. But not just human beings. That's why we should not think, I'm just a human being. No, you're not just a human being. You are born of God. You are born of the Spirit. You have the divine living in you. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. That is 2 Corinthians 10. For the weapons of our warfare, verse 3, it says from verse 3. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. In other words, the weapons of our warfare are divine. We have been given an opportunity to enter into his presence because we are new creations. Salvation is not just I'm saying. Oh, it's bigger than that.
It's bigger than that. It's God's authority. It's God indwelling man. I like when I read some years ago. I don't know if this will cause an impression inside of you. I read years ago of the book of E.W. Kenyon. He said that Jesus Christ was a divine human being. Pause right there. Jesus Christ walked on this earth as a divine human being. But us, we are human divine beings. There's an incarnation. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, that should excite you right there. Fine. Jesus was a divine human being. We are human divine beings. We're not just human. We're not just human. The miraculous one lives inside of us. So go back to Hebrews chapter 4, please. So seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but with all was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Because of that, because of the high priest, the great high priest who has passed through the heavens, hey, the heavens are open for us to enter in. That we can step into that realm. We can live on this earth, yet we live in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. It didn't say our citizenship is from heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. And then he says this, and from there we await. Ooh, glory. Glory, that's God's presence right there. You remember those ones who are here, we watched a video some years, last year, of the prophet Mike Thompson, and what he calls it, third heaven authority. Our citizenship is in heaven. That's why, let me read a statement over here, wrote it down. That's why we must be aware of our heavenly call constantly until it changes everything we do. We must be aware of our heavenly call until it changes everything we do. We're heavenly minded. Now you can think of heaven and not think of God's presence. How come that a person like David in Psalm 91, he says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now that's an old covenant saint. We are of a new covenant. And we must be aware of a heavenly call until this changes everything we do. The time has come now. Remember, come on. Let me finish this, then we'll go to a scripture. Ah, I was running, going to several other scriptures. Now look at this. Therefore, verse 16. Therefore, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Why would I come boldly? Because I'm a new creation. Listen, the kingdom of God. Now, the church, you think about this in the new dispensation, what is called the age of the grace, is full of power and authority. That because it's a prayer service, but through prayer and intercession, we can change so many things through prayer and faith. Because you pray from His presence, not from here, from Atherium into His presence. We pray from His presence. We are so hidden in there until the enemy cannot touch us. Can you think about going, if you go to war? Now, I don't know if you know anything about war. I don't know much, but I know a little bit about war. But if you are several of you, and you start seeing one by one people falling down, and these are your fellow, you know, soldiers, one by one they are falling down, and you can't tell where that, how they've been killed. You didn't hear any blast anywhere, but they are dying. It's maybe called sniper, but they are falling down. What will happen to you? You don't know where it's coming from. If you lie down, you don't know if it's coming from the ground, but they are dying. And several of them, boom, 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 they keep dying. What will you do? Listen, when you pray from His presence, you release those ambushments in the spirit realm. The devil has no idea where that is coming from, because it's coming from the presence of God. And God is seated far above all principality and power and dominion and might. Let me show you scripture here. I don't know if you read these scriptures and you look at them, making an impression. We'll come back to a scripture I want us to go. But just what I've said, look at 2 Chronicles 20. Now this is King Jehoshaphat. And the Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir defeated. He sought the Lord when he had been attacked. And look at this, what happened. Verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, and in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all of you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. So do you know how to enter into His presence? We release everything from His presence. In fact, it's this. Listen, we legalize Him to operate on earth. It's not how great we are, but we authorize Him to operate on earth because we have these bodies. And these bodies are our title deeds to operate on earth. When you lose your body, you're illegal on earth. So you can say, like, you know, I saw my grandmother who died in 1980 coming to me and say, hello, my daughter. No. You don't do that. You don't accept that. That's a demon. That's not your grandmother. Now look at this then. So he goes on to verse 14. Tomorrow go down against them. They'll surely come up by ascent of Ziz. And you'll find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Can you imagine he's telling Jehoshaphat, this is the place that they will be. You don't want your enemy to know where you are. That's why again David says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, shall say of God is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. You want to stay in that presence, that even in your intercession, he has no idea where those ambushments are coming from. So God tells, the Spirit of God tells Jehoshaphat, this is where your enemy will be at. Listen, when God is working with you, and when you're in His presence, you're accurate. You're accurate. This is the way, and I've experienced this in many times. You're out here, outside this carpet, those who are about, are able to see outside this rug. But I'm outside here. In other words, I haven't entered into His presence to experience what He wants me to experience. And I don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't have the solution. But immediately I step into His presence, it's like I know something that I didn't know back here. In fact, sometimes you can tell a person how you know, and you tell them, I just don't know how I know, but I know it. I just don't know how I know it. But can I tell you, to be accurate, I don't know in my own human terms, but I know by the Spirit, because He lives inside of me. I just know this is the answer. I just know this is the answer. The presence of God is our protection against the enemy. I've had people say this, we dealt with the devil. Now, what we are seeing now is he's hitting back. Why? Now he's hitting back. We came back and we became sick. After going out for a crusade. Why? That's not good thinking. Huh? You've ever heard people say that? Yeah, we prayed. We had those intercessions. Those are prayers of intercession. When we came back, all of us were sick. You're in the flesh then. I don't know if you're effective in what you thought you did. Why don't you believe God for his protection all the time? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you come over here, please, I want to pray for you. You don't have to wait for that. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, down. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost, please? Come on, stretch forth your hands toward her. Now I want you to put your... How are you doing, girl? You're almost taller than nine now. Put your hand right over here on her chest and I want to believe God. Father, I rebuke his condition. No more. Be healed, yes. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hey man, you're here. Praise God. Well, then do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. And he tells him what to do. But look at verse 17. I don't want to spend time in this, but let's see. You will not need to fight in this battle. Oh. Don't you like that? You don't need to fight this battle. And he says this, you don't need to fight this battle. I like it. Position yourselves. Now think about this of a new covenant believer. How do you position yourself? You better enter into God's presence. You better, like what I've said over the years, come up higher. Take that high place in Christ. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Oh, that's wonderful. Now all of it is wonderful there. He bowed his head, he worshipped. And then they start lifting up their voices. Now look at this then. Verse 22. Oh, let's see. Praise God. Let's see over here. Hey, let's see from verse 22. Now, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. There's one also, I'm forgetting, was it, I think it was the Amalekites. Is it the Amalekites? But anyway, God sent down, what do you call this? Not thunderstorms. You know the ice that come down. What do you call it? Hailstone from heaven. He's stoning them from up there. None of them were scared. I'm telling you, when you know you get into the presence of God, things change completely. And kill them. Kill them from there. Can you imagine angels? I don't know. Probably even one angel is enough to stand to throw down those thunderstones. Just over there. And kill them. Hailstones. Hailstones is the right one. Yeah. Kill them with hailstones. That's God. Now, Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 4. To John chapter 4. John 4:24. To be a new creation, or as we say, to be born again, is a great weapon against the devil. Don't forget, being born again, that word is to be born from above. How is it, why is it so easy for you to enter into God's presence when you are equipped, when you understand the word of God? Because you are born from above. You're born from above. You're born of God. Now look at this then. This is the story of Samaritans, the Samaritan woman speaking to the Lord. And in verse 21, let's start from verse 21. Jesus said to a woman, "Believe me, the hour is coming. Well, you neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, where the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." That they worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Now look at this verse 24. God is spirit. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit. So look at this. He made it possible for us to be born again. In other words, born into the spirit. So we are born into the spirit that we can enter into the realm of God. We're spiritual beings. That is possible for us to enter into God's presence because of being born again. Now look at this then. Now today you're going to read. I mean, when I start reading the book of Hebrews, it excites me. And probably there are people who think like, well, book of Hebrews, of all the books, do I even understand them? I'm telling you, if you understand the book of Hebrews, I mean, I'm not saying you'll have all the understanding, but if you get light from the book of Hebrews, your worship becomes effective and your prayer becomes effective. That book of Hebrews, I encourage you, go read it and ask the Lord to open your eyes to see what is in that book, in the book of Hebrews. Now look at this there. So the whole thing I'm talking about, it has been made possible for us to enter into God's presence because of what Jesus did. He is our high priest. You've seen that in Hebrews chapter 4. Now look at this in chapter 8 of Hebrews. Now this is the main point of things we are saying. We have such a high priest. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Now look at this. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says that's exactly what has happened to us. He's not seated again alone. We are raised together with him. It's been made possible for us to enter into God's presence. We have a high priest who's seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty of the heavens. And then he says this, a minister of the sanctuary and of the, mark this word, and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. Right there when you are reading of a true tabernacle, you need to think of this. The tabernacle of Moses was not a true tabernacle. There are things that you can never do with a photocopy. You think you can photocopy your passport and you can travel, you go at the airport. I'm traveling, this is my passport. No, this is a copy. You will not travel with a copy. Listen, you cannot do a true business transaction with a copy of the title deed. You must have the original. So what the children of Israel were experiencing was a copy. When we came to Christ, we are experiencing the original. So you need to think about this. Now look at this. You don't proofread a copy. I don't know if you understood all that. Have you gone to a photocopier and you made a copy of your title deed and they said, let me proofread it. You know what proofreading is? You know what proofreading it, young people? You don't know what proofreading. Okay, yes. Thank you for saying no. I don't know what proofreading it. In other, how do I put it? Kahending, Greshet, it's proofreading. Let me try put it. The proofreading. If you have a document, let me give you an example. You have a document, this is a title deed. All right, those who said you don't know what proofreading is. It's a title deed. And then you go to a photocopier, you're making a copy of a title deed. After you made a copy, you don't put away the original title deed, and you start looking at the copy to see if it's right, or it's correct, or it has any mistakes. If there are any mistakes, you ought to have looked at them from the original document. So that is what is called, when you are looking for those any mistakes, anything, that's called proofreading. So you don't proofread a copy. All right? That's why God told Moses, you don't change anything. What I've shown you in the mountain has to be exactly so. That's the true tabernacle. This one is a copy. And you don't change the copy. Only in Kenya sometimes. Really? People try even changing a copy. Can you imagine? You don't change a copy. You look at the original. A copy should reflect what is the original document. So is that clear now? So we know what proofreading now is. Now look at this then. So he talks about Jesus is a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. He's saying this, all these ministers you saw, all the priests in the Old Testament, they were ministers of the sanctuary, but it wasn't a true tabernacle. This was erected by man and not God. But this heavenly tabernacle has been erected by the Lord and not man. It's God who built this place in heaven. So what does it mean? To be born again, you can never be born again by your own works. It is God who has made it possible for us to be born again. So just like we have received salvation, when we understand the pattern of entering into His presence, it becomes so easy that we can enter in and worship the Lord effortlessly. We belong there. We belong in His presence. Is that clear? Now look at this. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it's necessary that this one, who's Jesus, the high priest, also have something to offer. So he's in the true tabernacle. So listen, we may be gathering here like this evening. We gather here. But in essence, our gathering is in the Spirit. Now, if you are flowing in the Spirit, it's so easy for you to partake of that. But if you are listening to the rain and all that, it becomes so difficult. You don't know. You say, my goodness, what was he talking about? That is like Greek to me. No, it isn't Greek. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it's necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if you are on earth, you would not be a priest, since they are priests who offer the gifts according to the law. Look at verse 5, what I've just said right there. Those who are on earth serve the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things. Can I say something? That's what religion does. In fact, it's never seen the original. It tries to imitate anything that they can find in the natural. Do's and don'ts. I'm telling you something, church. When you are hit by the presence of God, you'll never have do's and don'ts. you will be consumed with love for him. You want to honor him. You want to fear him. You want to glorify him. You will not do things hiding. Because when you come into his presence, you realize this, the true transparency is in him. There's nothing like his presence. So who served the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle? For he said that, see that you make all things according to the pattern showed you on the mountain. But now, listen to this verse 6. He has obtained, talking about Jesus, a more excellent ministry. When you think about excellence, you need to think about heaven. He has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. What am I saying, church? We can enter into God's presence. Don't ever forget what I've repeated and repeated and repeated many times, and I'll repeat again, even I said it last Sunday. How can these things be a reality? Take the word of God as a roadmap. It leads you to the truth. It leads you to the way things are. You know, when I'm leaving the house, and I'm an example, when I'm leaving Nairobi, I'm going to Mombasa, in a place that I've never been to, but I have the map. I can look at the map and I can follow the map, and it will lead me to the place. So the word of God will lead you to the place in God. It's talking about entering into his presence. You can't enter into his presence without understanding the Holy Scriptures. Secondly, be attentive to the Holy Spirit inside of you. All the time. He will tell you things right inside of you. I remember the first time God spoke to me in this manner. He said, go to Isaiah 45. Now, and then I went to Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 5. And I said, read that. I had it so clear inside of me. And I read it. And he said this, this is your call. C-A-L-L. I never heard of a call. I knew about Guinness sportsman. You know, you understand that? Those ones I knew. Ember smiled for sportsman, Guinness, you know. And all those things I knew very well, and bars and clubs. But a call, C-A-L-L. A call? What is a call? I had him. Listen, God will tell you things. Did you ever grow up, when you were growing up, those of you who grew up recently, let's talk about these ladies here, who are my age mates. When we are growing up, if you talked about a mobile phone, that was foreign. You all think sometimes we were born with mobile phones. No, we didn't have a mobile phone. That was so foreign to us. Now listen to this. But was it there? Huh? It was. Do you think like God one time would tell Michael, wow, angel Mike, look at those people. What are those they are putting on their ears? Had Brother Kenneth Copeland say this many years ago. He said, right there in the Garden of Eden, after they had been thrown out, Boeing 707 was available. That Boeing 707 is an airplane, okay? It was available there. But men rode donkeys for for thousands of years, not because they are not available. The planes are not available. Listen, a fallen man takes long to comprehend things. That's a fallen nature. That's why God brought in the Holy Spirit so that we can pray those things by faith. Listen, if you are given the interpretation, if you take some time to pray in the Holy Ghost right now, and you are given an interpretation of everything that you've said, you will sit back and say this, Lord, if you had given me 1,000 years to think, I would never have thought these thoughts. I hope you heard what I said. If you gave me 1,000 years to think of the things that I've spoken for these 15 minutes, I could never have figured out. Why is that so? Because your mind does not know much. Your spirit is born again. Listen, it's born of God. Therefore, can easily download the things of heaven. So those mobile phones were there from the Garden of Eden. But your ancestors used smoke for many years to communicate through the smoke. And when it's too windy, I don't know what they did. For years, I drove from my Nairobi to my, I mean, for years, I rode a bus from my Nairobi to my home. It's about 300, 400 kilometers. And I rode a bus for years. And of course, you leave the house, you know, like 6 a.m. Here in Nairobi and go to the bus station. The bus is leaving at 8 or 7:30. You stay there for a long time. And they are late. And they go, you know, they stop places. And by the time we go to the closest town near my home, now that is like 3 p.m. And then from there, wait for another matter to come in from this other side. Now, and you get in and beba. And then you wait. And by the time we get home in the evening, 6 or 7. That's in the '80s. Now look at this. The '80s, the first time I was coming to the city, I came by train. Now we left. You can't imagine this. From Voi to Nairobi, I was paying 22 shillings. You all think I lived with Vasco da Gama. Mine was 22 shillings from Voi to Nairobi. I paid 22 shillings, 1988. And much of it, I was a student. I think adults will pay a slightly more, but I was a student. I was in Form 1. So then, but think about this. I left home, and the whole night, chincha, chincha, chincha. And the cost used to say the chincha butter, chincha cuckoo, chincha butter, chincha cuckoo. That train is the whole night, chincha, chincha, chincha. You know, the whole night. By the time I get to the railway station the following morning. So I was used for that doing that for years. Then the first time I drove from Nairobi, I called my mom. I said, we are almost here. What time? 12:30. I thought, man, it's like I spent all my life on the road. My mom asked me, what time did you leave Nairobi? I was with the teacher. I said, no, we left at 7. 7:30. And you are here. I think, in fact, you left 7:30, I think. I'm not so sure. Many years ago. And you're already here. Yeah. I thought I'd wasted my life on the road. One of these days, I'll be going home in a helicopter. Then I realize I lost my... I've wasted my life driving. But one of these days, I'll be going with a helicopter. Just go over there and say, hey, Mama. Of course, my mom is in heaven, but my mama's in the neighborhood. So what time did you leave Nairobi? 30 minutes ago. Oh, the first time I took a flight. Now, this one was it. From Nairobi to Mombasa. I thought, what? I'm here. And I asked you, yeah, I'm here at the airport. I'm coming. I thought, my goodness, I've wasted my life. Listen, this is my point over here. Listen, in other words, you have limitations, but if we can't tap into what God has made available, we'll break off those limitations. And that's why praying in the Holy Ghost is so critical. Now then, we must have a revelation that we are new creations. And therefore, this, us being new creations, has made it possible for us to enter into God's presence. And what does that mean? Listen. It's been made possible for us to enter into God's provision. His presence. In His presence, there is fullness. It is being made possible for us to enter into God's provision because we are new creations. Help me, Lord. Let me see over here. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. It says, but Christ came as high priest. I think I'm going to do a teaching on just the priesthood of Jesus. I think that will really help. But Christ came, pray for me, that I may put it all together. But you better attend all sessions. Because I'm telling you, it's a game change of understanding the priesthood of Jesus. For that is going to be my assignment. Now I'm going to believe God to listen and to pay attention. I know things, but I like the one that reveals for me to teach you. I'm telling you, that will change your prayer and will change your walk with God. Understanding the priesthood of Jesus. Now, very important then, when you talk about priesthood, very important to understand the priesthood in the Old Covenant. Remember, there's the Melchizedek before the law. And then there's Levitical, and there is the Aaronic. And then now he comes in, Jesus. I hope I'm not throwing things that you just bring to thoughts in your mind. But Jesus is not in the order of Aaronic priesthood or Levitical priesthood. Jesus is in the order of Melchizedek priesthood. Because for one to be a priest in the Old Covenant had to come from the tribe of Levi. Or as we say in Kenya, Levi. Had to come from a tribe of Levi. But look at this. Jesus came from which tribe? Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Did you say anything, Margaret? That Jesus came from the tribe of Judah, of whom there was nothing mentioned about priesthood. So listen to this. He wasn't a priest. He didn't come as a priest under the law. His priesthood was through an oath. God made an oath. You are a high priest forever. Because the others in the old covenant, they were stopped by death. I'm looking for a better word, but I'm using stopped by death from continuing. Because if one dies, and another will be a priest for some time, and the other one dies, and then being a priest for some time, they are dealing with earthly things which actually have time. Earthly things have time. But now he's a priest forever, according to the oath God himself declared. You are a priest forever. Because he's not dealing with the earthly realm. He's dealing with the realm of eternity. It will have no end. He will remain our priest forever. Would you believe God for me to teach you on that? Yes. Would you listen? Or say he's talking Greek and I'm understanding in Somali. Please don't. You'll have to pay attention when I start teaching because you'll go step by step and it will be more of a teaching than we start seeing things in the spirit. I wish all the praise and worship team will be here to understand or listen to the messages so that you can open up some things concerning priesthood and experience God's presence. We must know God's presence. Now listen to this then. So, but Christ came, verse 11, as high priest of the good things to come. Right there is a place to shout. I am in the dispensation of good things. Right there. He came as a high priest of the good things to come with a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands. That is not of this creation. Now, do you understand? Do you get a glimpse of what this was mean? He came as a high priest with of the good things. No wonder. He'll say this, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant. I've come that you may enjoy life to the fullest. Salvation is enjoyment. God made it possible for us to enjoy life. Oh, Pastor Davis, will you go through challenges? Oh, yeah, plenty. Huh? Do you think after, like Eliud Kipchoge, you know, after going through all that training and he wins, you think he remembers all the training he went through? You enjoy the glory. But listen to this. It's not our effort. Jesus paid the price for us to enter into God's presence. So with a great and more perfect tabernacle, so look at this. When you hear about with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, we are thinking about this. The tabernacle of Moses was not great than this, and it wasn't a perfect tabernacle because it was made with human hands. Oh, come on now. That's why the new creation is not the work of man, it's the work of God himself. Listen to this. When you got born again, perfect inside of you. Your spirit is just like God. There's no imperfection in your spirit. The imperfection comes in with unrenewed mind. But there's no imperfection in your spirit. Listen, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do you think the Holy Spirit will give birth to imperfection? No. That's why right there, the new creation, which is not the work of ones, it's the work of God, is a perfect work of God, is possible for that new created person, when they renew their minds to know how to enter into God's presence effortlessly. That's why I keep insisting, yours and my life is inside out, not outside in. We can step right in that realm of God's presence and see things in the spirit. I can imagine of Adam in the Garden of Eden before they sinned. Do you know he will see both realms perfectly? Huh? Oh, when God is spirit. Remember, he's never changed. God is spirit. So when God is walking, you'll see him. And he's still, when he turns around, he'll see animals living in the natural realm. He had perfection in his walk. I mean, literally, because of the creation of God. God says this, and everything he created was good. But when he created man, he said, and this was very good. So Adam could see both realms. That's why God wants us to be so activated in the spirit that we can perceive his will in the realm of the spirit, though we are walking on this earthly realm on a daily basis. We can see beyond the natural all the time. That is available. That's walking in God's presence. Then he says this, not with the blood of, this is with the greater, this high priest Jesus of the good things to come is he came as a high priest of the good things to come with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, not the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place. Say it with me. Once and for all. Once for all. He entered into this most holy place. What will happen? This most holy place, the old covenant high priest will enter in once a year. And he has to enter repeatedly every year. But Jesus entered into this heavenly tabernacle once for all. What is that? That's first. Once for all, listen this. And having obtained what? Eternal redemption. Church, when you understand that, will be so conscious of His presence in our lives. Listen, you'll not think of backsliding. Backsliding someone who's, you know, they are attracted to the world and they stay there and they want, oh, Father, help me here. Those are the people living in between. Is it oscillation? Like a pendulum? You know, they go like a pendulum. But if you start experiencing God's presence, that's it. Listen this. I gave my life to Christ on a Monday. On a Friday, God spoke to me for the first time. When I gave my life to Christ, I smoked constantly. You could not have told me, like, don't smoke. After I gave my life to Christ, I didn't want to. Now, so yours was miraculous. I smoked for 5 years. Okay, fine. Thank God you got delivered after that. But listen to this. I didn't have any desire for that. I really didn't have. The first few days, you know, I saw people smoking and a thought crossed my mind. And when it crosses my mind, I thought I was sinning already. That's how I'd be impacted by the presence of God. I never desired that. Or like, you know, like going, walking past the club and I'm closing my eyes, looking a different direction. Not so. Alcohol left me. Left me like leprosy. Just left me. I no longer had a desire for that. I never had a desire. You know, people say, oh, we need to drink this, or we need to drink some, you know, this. And I'm not going to drink anything except water and juice, fresh juice, and some coffee and tea. Now, look at this. Let's see if we can finish up and pray in this session. If the blood of bulls, verse 13, and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify for purifying of the flesh, how much more? So he's talking about the old covenant. Hey, did the old covenant had glory? Huh? Did the old covenant had glory? Yes, it did. Remember when Moses came down from the mountain? He had so much glory. If the old covenant had glory, the new covenant, the Bible says, has glory that excels. I'm telling you, even if your eyes are open to see the presence of God right here, you'll be surprised. Wow. You should see the angels. In fact, some statements I'm making, angels are shouting, yeah, but you can't hear them. Go ahead. And you're thinking like, what's that? Say, I'm in there. Now listen to this. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. Let's read verse 14 together. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? The blood of animals made it possible. Those people, listen, all this we are seeing, the ambushments and King Joseph are doing all this, the things that they saw. That was in the old covenant. How much more of us? The blood of animals could protect them during that Passover night. Blood of animals. How much more of the blood of Jesus? That's why we need to plead the blood of Jesus and have faith in the blood all the time while walking around. Now look at this then. And for this reason, he's the mediator of the new covenant. By means of death for the redemption of the transgression of the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Praise God. We have an eternal inheritance. Verse 23, quickly, and then one up. Verse 23. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with this. Which are the copy? Which is the copy? Moses' tabernacle was a copy. So it was purified with the blood of animals. But look at this. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. For Christ, let's read it together, verse 24, please. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. I thought you were going to shout. I thought you were going to shout. If it dawned on you, you shouted, now Christ has entered. Because he's entered, I can enter. Remember what God wanted with the children of Israel. He wanted a nation of priests. He wanted that. But they said, no, no, no. You go ahead and talk to God and tell us whatever he tells us, he tells you for us to do, we'll do it. They were lying. They never did. They disobeyed God. But look at this. He wanted a kingdom of priests. And that's what it is in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 and verse 9. It says that's what we are, a royal priesthood. I'm going to read that. Should be the last scripture. We are a royal priesthood. What does that mean? We can enter into God's presence. The priest will enter into God's presence for the people. And as the priest, so are the people. But now we have the high priest who has entered into God's presence. That means all of us who have been born again, the new creation, we can enter into God's presence all the time and dwell there, not just entering, and dwell and abide in God's presence. Now look at this then. Verse 25, not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. He then would have not had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And it is appointed for men to die once, and after this judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. First Peter. I said 2 Peter, it's actually 1 Peter chapter 2. Woo, hallelujah. You there? Oh, let's start from verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Do you know, do you see what you're supposed to be laying aside? Huh? That stops us from entering to God's presence. Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Anyone? I've tasted that the Lord is gracious. But look at this. Coming to him. As to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, coming to him as a living stone, he says this, you also as living stones. He's a living stone. Are you seeing identification there? Whatever he did was not for him, it's for us. Come into him. So you may change your name to Martin Livingstone Assemble. Come into him as a living stone. Rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. A holy priesthood. To offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture. Can we have it in the Amplified Classic Version, please? Oh, I'm ready to shout. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come into him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's so good. In fact, let me see if I... Let's go to verse 4, please. Come to him, then, to that living stone, which men tried and threw away, but which is chosen and precious in God's sight. Go to that next one. Come, and like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house for a holy, dedicated, consecrated priesthood to offer up those spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look at it from the other Amplified, please. Let's start from that right there, verse 4. Come to him. Who's that? The risen Lord. As to a living stone which men rejected and threw away, but which is choice and precious in the sight of God. You believers, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. Go to verse 9, please. But, I'm talking about you now. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a special people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies. Remember, Jesus, our high priest, came with an excellent ministry. You remember that? The scripture, he came with an excellent ministry. So he says this, that God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies, the wonderful deeds and virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Light. Go to the Passion Translation, please, of the same verse, verse 9. Let's see if this one will remove rain from their thoughts. But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation, set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. Now listen to this. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. Woo! Does that tickle you, Esther? that's so good right there. Listen, he's made available so much for us, church, that we should never experience defeat, but we are ever assured of his presence. Listen, just that new creation is an open door for us to enter into his presence. And we can enjoy his presence. Do you receive anything from it? Even if we start to fall, that's fine. Even if you receive some, a little. If you go listen again and go through this scripture, say, yeah, I see what you're saying. I know that's some meat. Yeah, is that so? Yeah, of course. some meat. But it's necessary. So when you come into his presence, you need to think of his word. Even when you're praying in tongues, you need to think of his word. You're praying in the spirit, but you're thinking of his word, of what he's done for you. The more you spend time that way, the more you'll see. Let me say something here. You will not know these things, the reality of them, if you don't spend more time praying in the Holy Ghost and being in his presence. Our eyes open the more we spend time with him. But you have to spend time with him on praying in the Holy Ghost. But I want us to pray for some few minutes. You will stand up on your feet, please. I want to take, time is a bit gone, but I want us to take some time praying in the Holy Ghost. I want you to think of these things. Then we believe God for his leading to see what you lead us, pray specific, and declare some things concerning his will. You ready? Thank you, Father. Just lift up your hands to him, please. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you've done for us. You've made it possible for us to be new creations, to become new creations. Lord, to the degree of the understanding that has gone forth into the hearts of your people, I'm asking you for light. Light. I believe you, Father, for light. And as you pray in the Spirit, may light increase concerning your purposes. May our eyes see more, perceive more, know more, understand more, how to enter into your presence and to make intercession from your presence. Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for utterance this evening. Yeah, in the mandro shiribakasi.